Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi. You are listening to another Chuck Chat Freestyle. It is Friday, August 31st, 2018. That means it is the last day of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. Oh, made it to the end, and this is not the day that I wanted to do this topic. I had one that was scripted and ready to go, but that will wait for tomorrow for bonus content. So you get bonus content this year. I have been completely off schedule all month, so why should this day be any different? My topic this month has been all about stories, words, phrases that mean something to my brothers and sisters and me from my childhood, and I would share them with you, and I have truly enjoyed that. This has been a lot of fun reliving those memories. I've even relived some with the Dragon Con people in person. We were telling stories over lunch. We were telling things that weren't on my agenda, but were still fun. I said, hey, we should have just recorded that. But that will remain for another time. It has been a wonderful year. Thank you for everyone who participated. Mark, the Encaffeinated One, did a great job doing a recap of everybody's podcast. I know he had to do the addendum to sneak in a couple of people. And I echo his sentiments immensely. It was fun listening to all the stories, fun listening to all the knowledge. It was fun listening to all of the writing and what people are up to, getting prepared for Dragon Con. Just a whole lot of, it was the community that we envisioned from the beginning. We've spread the word here at Dragon Con for a few more people in the podcasting track. Craig pimped it out today. He was on a panel and mentioned it. And it was really, we've got some people that are interested. We get some people that are interested and get the word out. So, let's build this community. I'm sure there is a breaking point at which the number of podcasters is greater than the number of people that can listen to them. But hey, we've had more in the past. I think the total count this morning was 501 episodes, and last year was 700 something. So we know that breaking point is still out there somewhere. Let's see if we can go find it. Thanks again to Craig Stepp for starting this. He has been a wonderful friend over the years, and applaud his idea and execution for following through with this and making it happen. We are looking at a few technical changes, probably bring some technical changes to the Dog Days next year, but that'll be transparent to everybody. We'll still submit a feed, get it in there, approve it, and aggregate it, all that good stuff. So we want to make this as seamless for you to be part of this community going forward. It has been an interesting evening. It's been a great day. You want to listen to the fun we had finding a restaurant, listen to Mad Marv's Notebook, and you'll hear all the fun parts about how many restaurants we had to try and what the waiting times were. Parade is tomorrow morning, so I'm going to make this one a short one. I will have bonus content for you. We've got to get up early and get our breakfast, get the makeup on, get to the staging area. We are once again doing the Santa at the end of the parade, so hopefully in a few days. If you don't catch it in live, like on the CW in the Atlanta area, it will be televised again. If you don't catch it live, should be on the internet in a couple of places for the CW Atlanta channel, as well as Dragon Con TV on YouTube. That may take a few days to get their content out there. It's easy to find us. Just take the little scrubbing bar, run to the end, and you'll see us. We have new characters. We have new people. I am thrilled. We're already recruiting additional people for next year. You say, hey, I want to be part of that. We found brain slugs for a couple of our characters. We picked those up. Not sure who's going to wear them or how. We'll figure all that stuff out. Looking forward to another wonderful day tomorrow with the parade and our two shows for The Topic is Trek. We've been talking about these for a long time, but you can tell we're very excited to get this content out. We get to spend some time with Grant Pachoco, and a good friend of ours from podcasting days of long ago. He's gaining the well-deserved notoriety and publicity and whatnot that he has been working so hard for. Very happy for the man to see him pull through all that good stuff. He's been working very hard, and again, very well-deserved. Happy for him, and good to see him. Yeah, he still makes time to hang out with us, have lunch at the Mellow Mushroom on Pizza Friday. I hope to be able to continue to do that in the future. It's just been a real joy and a real treat to hang out with friends, spend time, step back every moment and step out of the moment to observe it and just absorb it and take a mental picture, because this is what I want to remember. We're not always going to be able to do this. We're not always going to be together. I want to remember this kind of stuff to say, this is why we are here. This is why we did this. And just remember that when I get to be in my 70s and 80s and continue to have fun, but always remember the fun and good times we had here today. So, until tomorrow, I wish you all the best. Hope you had a wonderful Dog Days Challenge. And think about doing this again next year. I know some people didn't. Maybe they'll come back. Some people may be thinking about doing this for the first time. We welcome you. It's a very giving and welcoming community. We're happy to help. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.